George Orwell's classic novel about the loss of privacy and individuality is named 1984, but an adaptation of the novel for the stage shows the story is still relevant in 2016. WBUR's Andrea Shea met the director and the cast of the touring production from London, who've brought their show to the American Repertory Theatre in Cambridge.
Big data, body cams, cybersecurity, NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. It's not hard to see why young British director Robert Icke and his writing and director partner Duncan MacMillan thought a few years ago that it was time to take another look at 1984.
Sort of the surveillance question was very much in the air, and of course that's the off-the-shelf obvious thing we always feel that the novel is about. In fact, it's about much, much more than that, and it's much more deep and searching and subtle than purely about whether or not you should have cameras everywhere.
Icke says 1984 has been relevant since the moment it was published in 1949, through post-World War II, the Cold War, and the Red Scare in the U.S.
At every period of history, a different bit of it has come into focus, which I suppose is in some ways characteristic of great art, but I think particularly now, our fears about being recorded, about the way we sign away our privacy, about what liberty means, but also about the distrust of the systems which govern.
Icke and MacMillan's adaptation of 1984 has a Stanley Kubrick or David Lynch-style feel. Lights flicker, suspicious characters enter and exit. Time and place shift abruptly. But Orwell's basic plot remains the same. Protagonist Winston Smith, or Comrade 6079, lives in a bleak world where an inner party controls everything. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. Independent thinking is thought crime, and Big Brother is always watching. Actor Matthew Spencer plays Winston, who, early in the play, starts to rebel. Hiding from the telescreens, he does something he knows is punishable by death.
I'm writing a diary, an account, evidence, that in all this insanity, one person held tight to the truth. I can see what the future will look like, a future free of the party, people free to talk and think. All this will change. It has to change.
Before auditioning for this role, Spencer says he was convinced that, like many other people, he had read 1984 in school.
But I actually hadn't. So I was surprised at how relevant and of now that it felt.
Spencer says the play has made him think about the information we voluntarily give up these days.
So much of kind of surveillance is self-surveillance, selfies of where you are or whatever. I've definitely kind of become more aware of monitoring that a little bit.
Then there are those incessant location request messages Spencer gets on his iPhone.
No one's forcing you to give that. You know, you can choose to have that on and off, and most people just go, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Well, and that choice, I think, is too often fairly illusory.
That's Harvard Law professor Jonathan Zittrain. He founded the Berkman Center for Internet and Society.
It has the quality of somebody telling their child, when you go to bed at 8 p.m. tonight, do you want to wear your yellow pajamas or your blue pajamas? It's a fake choice in that you're still going to bed at the time I say.
Zittrain is steeped in internet privacy and surveillance issues and happily agreed to see the new touring 1984 production at the American Repertory Theater on Valentine's Day, no less. He says we 21st century citizens should heed its dark warnings of totalitarianism and thought control.
That may seem quite removed from our technology-enabled freedoms of today to say what we want, to read what we want, to click where we want to go, that freedom shouldn't make us complacent about the ways in which our perceptions still are shaped quite subtly by what a search engine chooses to offer up when we search for something.
But Zittrain also reminds us how different things were back when Orwell created this novel in 1948.
The kind of effort you would need to place lots of people under 24-hour surveillance could only be in the hands of a totalitarian state. And Today, it's quite trivial, which means there can be multiple states engaging in that kind of surveillance. There can be companies engaging in that kind of surveillance. There can be TMZ engaging in that kind of surveillance.
On top of surveillance issues, Zitron says seeing this new take caused him to ponder other moral puzzles in 1984, including the creation and revision of history that Winston does for his job at the Ministry of Truth, which people do all the time on the internet. The law professor adds that Orwell's rich story is also a reminder that anyone can become prisoner to a system, and that we should all ask, what is the truth? If audiences do that, then the team behind this re-examination of 1984 will have done what they set out to do.
I thought I was writing for the future, for the unborn, but now I think I'm writing for you.
For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.